My message this morning, you know, there's an old saying that says, a picture, how's it go? A picture is worth a thousand words. So this morning, you're going to have some opportunity for some pictures that will express, I believe, better than I can ever say it in words. I believe you're going to see and be able to capture joy. True joy, not happiness. But true, absolute joy. You know, the angels came. The angels came and they said this. He said, today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger. So this was just a regular old night. Like any other night, just kind of like today's another Sunday, just like, well, not quite like any other Sunday. It's been a little bit different, but it's been awesome different. It's just another Sunday, but on this night and on this Sunday, there's a birthday. Anyone have a birthday today? Who? Oh, Abby Jameson, you've got a birthday. Bo Spencer, you've got a birthday today. Very cool. So it's kind of like the same thing because remember on this night, there was a birthday. It was Jesus' birthday. And there were shepherds out in their fields and it was just an ordinary night to them until something happened. They got called out by an angel. Now I'm no angel, but Abby Jameson, I'm calling you out. Come up here. You're thinking, oh no. What's going on? You may now take off your mask. All right. What happened when the shepherds got called out? They were what? They were afraid. I understand Abby's just a little bit, are you still just a little bit afraid? Okay. She's just a little bit afraid. But then the angels told her this message. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. And he is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. And suddenly, it says, suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with all the angels praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace to men on whom his favor rests. So I get this. I get this. Someone gets called out. The shepherds get called out. They're scared. Are you scared? And all of a sudden, even in their fear, a great message, a good news, the greatest news that the world has ever heard is proclaimed to the shepherds, and they receive that good news. And guess what? Abby Jameson this week came to me, and she says, I receive the good news. I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. She gave her confession of faith before me in the office and says, I want to be washed in a watery grave of baptism and I want Jesus to be the Lord of my life. And here's a cool thing. Right now, there's a great company of hosts right now who are here to encourage you in that decision that you're making. And they're all right here. They're all right here. It's pretty interesting to me. That with a good message, you're standing up here thinking, oh, come on, Eldon. With a good message of good news, of great joy, and with a great heavenly host encouraging them, they could have still just sat there and could have said, wow, that was a cool experience. Can you believe that? And a lot of people do that, Abby. A lot of people hear the good news. It's proclaimed to them. They're surrounded with a great cloud of witnesses that will encourage them. But they never take the next step. The shepherds took the next step. It says, when the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. You see, they took a step. They went to go seek Jesus, to see the truth and experience the good news firsthand. Abby Jameson has taken the step. She's accepted the grace of God, the salvation that comes through Christ Jesus. She believes through her faith that Jesus died on the cross for her sins, was buried in the grave for 3 days, and rose again to live. And she's not afraid to proclaim it. Abby Jameson, repeat with me. I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and I accept him as my personal Lord and Savior. Joy. Now, Abby, I'm going to have you go back. You're going to get ready for getting baptized. And we're going to see another picture of pure, amazing joy as your dad comes up, if you have the honor of doing that. And then I'm going to ask you, after the baptism, can you get changed really fast? Because we're going to sing a song. And while we're singing that song, I need you to do like the Superman change, like go in the phone booth and twirl around and come back out as quick as you can so we can finish this message, okay? You got that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you're going to go back. She's going to get ready. Dad's going to get ready. And I'm going to give you this little piece here. So, this is joy. Pure joy. There's nothing better in a church service than what's about to happen right now. And if you want a picture of joy, start looking around because it's emanating. There's a passage of scripture, though, that I can't ignore in the midst of this as she's going back to get ready. I know she's going to hear this because I'm speaking loudly and the microphones are going. So there's a passage of scripture in Matthew chapter 13 that just disturbs me just a little bit. I've got to throw this in here because I can't ignore it, all right? So in Matthew chapter 13, Jesus is teaching. I'm doing this as a filler while she's getting ready. Jesus is teaching his disciples. And he's talking about the parable of the seeds. And Jesus says to his disciples as he's explaining the parable of the seeds, he says, listen then to what the parable of the seeds means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches it away, that which was sown in his heart. That seed that is sown along the path, and this is where it comes down. The seed that is sown along the path, the one who received the seed that fell on rocky places is the man who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. And that's a good thing. That's how we should receive the message of God, the gospel of Christ Jesus. We should receive it with great joy. It is the greatest gift the world has ever seen. It's the greatest gift that you will ever receive is the gift of salvation, the gift of forgiveness of your sins, the gift of the ability to come into God's presence and live with him for eternity. That's an amazing gift. If you can't accept that with joy, you've got problems. But what happens, it says here, is they receive it with joy, but since he is now has no root, he lasts only a short time. So he's telling us that there's a danger. There's a danger when we receive the Lord, that we need to continue with him. It's not a once thing. It's something that we continue to grow in our relationship with him. And Abby and every single one of us need to recognize that. It's a joyous moment. But even in the joyous moment, there's sadness, and there's pain, and there's heartache, and there's going to be trials. And he desires that we continue to follow him and seek him every day of our life. Abby, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. See? She got the quick change. Dad, are you ready?
Yep.
All right. Come on down here. Whoop. You're right there. You're good.
Come on in, Abby. Take that mask off. We want to see your joy.
Yeah. I think she was thinking, what's a phone booth?
So she said it's warm. That's an invitation to everyone. Abby, this is a moment we as a family have been praying about, and we're very proud of you. Honestly, as a dad, we do a lot of different things with sports and dance and pageants or whatever it may be, but this is, and we put a lot of effort in that, but this is probably my proudest moment for you. All right. You ready? All right. We baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Look out. You got to look out that way.
That is joy, pure joy. Let's sing.
Would you stand with us?
You can be seated.
I got to get this in here real quick because it's just too important. Abby, is she out yet? No? She coming? Abby? Almost, all right. So I threw that part in there about the joy and how it can be taken away. So I want to talk to Abby and I want to talk to every single one of you is how do we keep this joy? Did you feel it? It's not a feeling. It's literally a choice that we make to continually keep the joy of Christ in our life. And we can do it in some very specific ways, all right? In Matthew chapter 28, verse 8, there's a scene at the tomb. And there's a young lady named Mary who went to the tomb to anoint Jesus' body with the things that come along with burial. And she meets another angel who proclaims that Jesus is risen. And in Matthew chapter 28, verse 8, it says that she was leaving. Let me get it here real quick. Matthew 28, verse 8, it says, the angel said to the woman, do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who is crucified. He is not here. He is risen just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples. He is risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you. Verse 8 says, so the woman hurried away from the tomb, afraid, yet what? Filled with joy. Do you know why she's filled with joy? Because Jesus is alive. Listen to me. He's alive. And every day, if we'll remind ourselves that Jesus is alive, he's not dead. Jesus is alive today as he was the day that he came out of the tomb. He is alive and he's with you and he's never leaving you and he'll never forsake you and he's alive. So many times I think we start after time forgetting he's right here. He's not going anywhere. He's our comforter and he's our strength. He is the source of our joy. And every day, if we remind ourselves, Abby, every day, remind yourself that he's alive. And that joy will continue to grow and expand in every part of your life. And then there's another aspect of joy when we start to allow the power of Christ to grow in our lives, that joy to well up inside of us. It has to have some type of expression. There's a passage of scripture that I absolutely love. It's in Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. You're all thinking, man, you should have stopped with the whole baptism. I know I probably should have, but I have to share these passages with you because this is so cool. In Luke chapter 10, beginning at the very beginning, Jesus sends out his disciples into the world to proclaim the good news of his coming, of the Messiah on earth. And it says right here in verse 16, it says, he who listens to you listens to me. He who rejects you rejects me. But he who rejects me rejects him who sent me. And verse 17 says, the 72 returned with joy and said, Lord, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name. You see, when we work in the power of the Spirit, when we work and do the things that God is calling us to do, we are going to see some amazing things as God's working through you, not because of what you've got, because of what God is doing in you. And there will be a welling up of that joy as you recognize God's Spirit working in you. Not only will that increase your joy, increase your faith, increase your desire to tell others about Jesus. Look what also it does. Down at verse 21. Jesus at the time was also full of joy because he saw that the plan was going to work. He saw the good news spreading through these normal, regular, everyday people. Keep stepping out in faith, allowing the Spirit to work through you and in you in any and every circumstance, and your joy will not fade, will not grow cold. It will continue to grow. Lastly, in John chapter 15, Jesus is speaking about this joy. Just about there. John 15, beginning at verse 9. Jesus says, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain, Abby Jameson, in his love. He says, if you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be complete, may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. You see, in order for that joy to continue to grow and be evident in your life, we need to obey. We need to obey. We need to remain in a relationship with Christ every day. And then it'll abound. Because Jesus says, you did not choose me, Abby Jameson, but I chose you. And he has appointed you to go out and bear fruit. Fruit that will last. And your joy will be evident to all. Quick story. I walked into Donald General this week. I have no idea who the guy was behind the counter. And he gave the common, everyday little greeting, how are you doing today? And honestly, I'd been having kind of a rough day. But whatever happened, I was like, I am doing great. What an awesome day. This is like at the end of the day in the evening. I hadn't been all that good, but it was one of those things. And it just came out. I was like, I really did. I said, I'm doing great. It's been an awesome day. I said, how are you doing? And he looked at me and he goes, I think I'm doing great now too. And I'm dead serious. That's exactly what he said. He says, I think I'm doing great now too. And he looked at me and says, you know, I asked just about everyone that question when I walk in. And most of them say, I'm doing good. How are you? He says, I actually feel good. And I say, praise God, Jesus is working. And he just looked at me, I bought my stuff, and I walked out the door. Let God's joy well up in you. I can't end without this one passage. And this is for Terry, and for Brent, for Randy, and Andrea. It's for me, and it's for you. In 3 John, he was inspired to say this. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. There is no present. There is no gift. There is nothing greater than to know that your children are walking in the truth. Thank you, Abby, for responding to his call. Let's pray. Oh, precious Heavenly Father, God, you are an awesome and incredible God. And I thank you, Lord, for each day, Lord. I don't know if this made sense to anyone else but me. But I am so grateful for your word. And I am so grateful for your servants who step out in faith and share the joy that you have placed within them. And I especially lift up Abby right now to you. And I pray for your hedge of protection to be around her, Lord, that that joy that she has now will not escape, that it will be compounded and overflowing in her life and touch the people around her. I thank you for her mom and dad. I thank you for her family. I thank you for the people that have influenced her to see the truth of your word, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And I pray, Lord, that all who may hear this message will too accept him as Lord and Savior, obey him, abide with him, and serve him for all of their days. And may their joy increase each and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.